The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krackenberger. Hit it. There it is. Oh, there it is. Now we got it. I surprised him.
Freak out. Go right and left.
That's what Rihanna should open with right there. See if that's on the board.
Yeah.
The crack man open. Bill Krackenberger playing hurt today, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing, Bill? What's happening?
You know, I said... First, I told a couple guys this morning I wouldn't, any other shows I probably wouldn't do. Coming for you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
I am under the
Appreciate
weather.
It.
And I say under the weather. I had, obviously, I don't have a cold, but I had just a bad meal out. And it affected me like literally 2 hours after I left there. And, it just happens. Sometimes you go to a seafood place or something. And I'll say it because it's a great restaurant. It happens at every single restaurant. Best restaurants in the world. Go to Joe's last night on the Forum Shops. My go-to, by the way.
Joe's don't crab.
I don't know. I guess I had a bag. I had some crabs. I guess I had something bad, and it got me. I feel a little bit better sitting here. I had to talk about it. See, all I had to do was talk about it. I feel a little better.
Bro, let me tell you something. So last year,
yep.
After the Super Bowl, me and my girl go to Miami.
Right.
So we arrive there on a Saturday. We're leaving the following Sunday. So the second day we're there, because we're bougie like that, we go to the brunch at the Ritz-Carlton, right? Sunday.
And it's, top of the line joint.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Seafood galore. Anything you want beyond seafood. Sushi, breakfast, you name it, it's there. It was so good. We're like, you know what? Next week, right before we leave, we're going to the brunch again. So go forward a week. The day we're supposed to leave, we go to the Ritz-Carlton again, Key Biscayne, Florida. We go, we have the renowned Ritz-Carlton Sunday brunch.
Jesus.
About 9 minutes in, Deborah looks over at me. She goes, I don't feel so well.
Mm.
But, you know, she's always, you know, there's always, you know, she's never, you know, there's moments where she doesn't feel well at other times. So I didn't really think much of it. I'm like, oh, really? She's like, yeah. And, you know, we just go on for a couple more. And she goes, no, I really don't feel well. Do you mind if I go stand over, you know, away from the table out of the restaurant? I'm like, no, sure, that's okay. I'll come by. I started to feel bad because she was waiting, but not bad enough where I didn't continue to plow through seafood
right.
for another 20 minutes.
Sure.
Oysters, shrimp, lobster bisque. I'm just going off, right? So finally, I'm like, okay, I should probably go check on her. So I go there, and she's like, hey, you don't mind going over to CVS and grabbing me, like, Benadryl and, like, two other items. I'm like, oh, no problem. It's a walk. I know Key Biscayne. It's just down the street, for those familiar. So I'm like, cool, no problem. Hot day, 80 degrees. So I start walking towards the CVS on Crandon Boulevard, the main drag in Key Biscayne. About halfway there, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I text her. I go, I don't feel so well.
Holy.
So I walk into the CVS. Bill, I had to get three items.
Yeah.
I was so dizzy by this point. Dizzy. Nothing ever happens to me. Dizzy that I had to ask someone. I was like, could you help me find these three items?
Wow.
So they found the items, and I did the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And the self-checkout, I was like, oh, my God, this is coming out of me. It's not the easy. You get
sure.
there. I took two steps out on Crandon Boulevard and left all of my inside on Crandon Boulevard.
Oh, my God.
Most reputed place, right, like renowned Sunday brunch. And it's just, it happens no matter where you are. So
man.
I don't know if that happened to you, but, like, it can happen anywhere.
But let me ask you. Do you think that was just something?
Bad seafood.
9 minutes is unbelievable. She felt it in 9 minutes.
For me, it had a little bit more of a gestation period. But then, you have to tell
them. The Ritz-Carlton.
I mean, you had to tell them. And, you go to the shop then at the end of the store, like, hey, do you have Benadryl or whatever? And they go, oh, you're not the first person to be here today.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it happens.
So, like I said, it happens at the best restaurants in the world.
Yes.
Joe's is always great. I like Joe's. I'm not trying to throw him under the bus here. I'm just saying it does happen. And, I met a reporter there that he's a friend of mine. I never actually went out with him, but it's amazing that I actually met this reporter from Philadelphia, met him there, and as we were there, we wound up knowing so many people. One of my best friends back in South Philly is one of his friends, so he grew up in South Philly. Ed Barkowitz, by the way, is his name. Great guy. So anyway, Joe's is great. I love it there. I'm not trying to say anything bad. I'm just letting you know that that does happen once in a while. Well, but here, you want to know something more embarrassing? Why I'm probably am throwing Joe's under the bus a little bit. So I buy gift cards there Christmas time all the time. That's my thing. It's Christmas cards at Joe's. I give them to hosts because hosts can take them instead of taking cash.
Right.
Listen, they all take cash too, by the way. Yeah. But it's easier to take a gift card where they can say, "Hell, I can't," you know, say turn that down. So I bought a whole bunch of gift cards from Joe's, a lot of money this year. I go and I'm all like, you know, taking this guy out with me. I go to pay with the gift cards. The waiter comes back and says, "This gift card is no good." I said, "What do you mean? I bought it from you guys." And I pull out a stack out of my pocket. And I said, "Well, look, I have like, I had like $1,000. I bought much more than $1,000, by the way. I had like $1,000 in my pocket." I said, "Well, I bought them from you guys. What can I tell you?
Right.
$100 gift cards." And he's like, "Yeah, I don't know. This one's nice." I said, "Well, I don't care. Take it back to the maitre d'. I know everyone here,
right.
The GM. I bought these cards. Those guys thought I was sick Christmas time when I bought thousands and thousands of dollars in cards." You know, just how embarrassing, though, taking a guy to lunch and I'm using Fugazi gift cards, the dinner.
Like you planned it that way.
Yeah.
So, listen, there's a lot of people who are landing on this show for the first time. They might be unfamiliar with you. It's Bill Krakenberger, everybody. I have Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. The name of his podcast is Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Some of you may have first become aware, others may have first become aware of Bill on the Showtime docuseries Action. What was that, 4 years ago now? 5 years ago?
Four years ago.
It
was 4 years ago.
They still have it up there.
It's still on Showtime on demand. Showtime. Under the A's, right there.
Under Action.
Yeah.
Like HBO Max, I think I saw it on too.
It might be. But I mean, other streaming services do have it though. Because I was on JetBlue.
Yeah.
And JetBlue has, you know, everyone has TVs, and I didn't realize it was on, but yet someone in front of me had it on. I'm like, no way. This is no.
Did you tap him on the shoulder and be like?
Actually, tell my wife. I said, look at that in front of us. Yeah. Can you believe some action is on? And it was on the on-demand there.
Yeah, it's the Wishnev factor. What can I tell you? The
Wishnev. Yeah.
So they know you from that, and it was filmed your portion, or I think the whole thing. The whole thing surrounded the Rams Patriots Super Bowl from that year, which the Patriots eventually won 13-3. But it followed you around both in Vegas and in New Jersey primarily.
Yep. So Atlantic City.
So here we are, the Thursday the week before the Super Bowl. So props are out around the country. In Vegas, not so much.
Terrible.
Today's the day.
It's a big thing to talk about today.
Yeah.
Let's just
start there. What are we doing?
I don't know. It's a mess. It's a mess for guys like me that are here waiting until Thursday night for Jay over at Westgate. But by the way, Jay texts me. I text him and I asked him what day. And you know they're putting up props like they always did on Thursday. And you know, it's a lottery system.
They were always historically here. They were the first.
They were the
to
first
have done
ones.
Them.
Yes, but
Rufus
now that these new companies
up.
Have come to the States, DraftKings, FanDuel, William Hill, MGM, all of they put up props on Monday, but they put up props for a much, much, much. I'm getting 1/4 of what I normally can get at one of the sports books. So they're putting them up for, listen, I'm not going to say a peanut. They're putting up, you can bet $500, which is listen, 99% of people, that's fine. It's great for. So they're putting them up for $500. And what happens, the sports books around town here and, you know, in general, sports books will copy the other lines. That's what they did with Jay's lines. They used to copy the Westgate lines. The packet come out. The rest of the sports books seen it. No matter what they want to say, they either went by them or actually copied them. There's some sports books that actually copied them. 50% of them. And because they put up like so many at the Westgate, so most books only put up about half of them. So it's kind of upsetting. It's troublesome. I see this morning, I seen a tweet by Zach White. I seen his tweet this morning. He's having problems in Atlantic City. And he's in AC right now. And
what kind of problems is he having?
What's that? What kind of problems? He put $100 at the kiosk at DraftKings, and it won't take a $100 bill. So it's $40 on props right now. So
how many bets do you think you will have when all is said and done?
Well, I have a dozen already, so I'll have probably 100.
A hundred.
Yeah, different bets?
So you'll have 100 different
75
bets.
To 100, I'll say. I've had years where I had more than that.
How many of that is trying to just middle something?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
So you have a position on all of them.
Yeah. Middle. I can't get enough down to make it worth anything. Never mind middle.
Right.
You know? And by the way,
so
I'm not a middler. I'm not a guy that middles props.
I'm not.
You're middle over 29 yards, under 32 yards. Listen, guys try to middle things.
Yeah.
Good for them. Let them try to middle things because the sports books need you.
Not my gig.
They need
either.
You for your juice. Yeah. I know guys that went broke trying to middle college football totals.
Not my gig either, but I was just trying to get an accurate assessment of how many bets you will have going. So you
good
will,
amount. Usually all in.
Okay.
Like usually, I've had years where it's embarrassing. Like, so, literally had to borrow money. I thought I went with enough money on the East Coast, and I didn't. And I had a lot of money, hundreds of thousands, and I had to go there, and I ran out of money.
And so, again, for those unfamiliar with you, you have experts or analysts around you that are triggering these bets for
yes.
you.
Yes, but literally, I would want $5,000 on some of the props because you think about it.
Yeah,
$5,000. Let's say it's the most unbelievable bets of all time, and it really is. And I have a 10% edge, which by the way, probably not a 10% edge on even the best bets. That means that ticket's only worth 10% of what you're betting, what you're getting back. It's not really worth a lot of money. So if you're betting $1,000, the ticket's worth $100 to me. So and this is not just me. It's all the guys that bet. When you make a bet, you only have a 1, 2, 3% edge if you're betting with an edge even. So it's frustrating. And after the break, I'll talk about the frustrations of this week. And I wasn't even planning to talk about this, but it's a great subject.
Yeah, no, because I want to get a sense of how – because I had this conversation with Rufus a bit last week on the show too, which is it as good as it used to be? And then once the Super Bowl starts, does Bill have any idea what he's even rooting for?
Never.
It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets?
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, Betting Splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting Splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out, all of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate it. Jason H11. Gil, I think Kelly will need to add another food truck for all the influx of people traveling to the Arizona desert next week. Let's get a cornhole game going.
Plenty of room.
Again, for those who missed it, Kelly and I, not on Radio Row, but we are going to be under a blanket with a fire right across Hoover Dam.
looking at the stars.
Expecting celebrities to join us. I don't know, we'll see if it happens. Hump Day Hockey has a Sacramento Kings most regular season wins ticket at 1,000 to 1.
Yeah, he fired.
Let's go.
I saw he did eight. Well, at least he took my advice. If you're just going to do like $5, he's doing. Yeah. That's what he's doing. I don't know if you caught the parlay he sent in.
No, I did not.
Kings 1,000 to 1 and Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Huh.
$5 to pay $10,000. Okay.
Someone get him security. John Ryan at the Predictive Playbook Sports Channel, answering our Punxsutawney Phil question. He says Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow 108 times, no shadow 20, and 9 years with no record recorded since 1887. Wait, I didn't even follow that. He says Phil's predictions are right 40% of the time since 2011. Is there a way to fade Phil at Circa? He says, Mike Rouse, hey, for the upcoming Beating the Book Vegas Lifestyle podcast, top sushi restaurants, Gil? People want me to.
They won't let you off the hook on that one. They won't let you off the hook. Good.
If you never thought people weren't listening.
Yeah. Keep asking Gil that every day.
3JackH3131. Gil, please tell me on the Lifestyle podcast there will be some reference to the shadier side of Vegas. Always asking if Vegas Runner will be on. Vegas Runner not on this year. I actually neglected, but VR also is a little uncomfortable at his age now talking about the shadier side also. We were younger.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, Sean McCollum will take you around. He'll show you around the shadier parts of Vegas. He's got you covered.
It's creepy. We too old for that now. Steven Vegas. So on the Lifestyle podcast today, I know you'll be discussing many topics, including restaurants. Will you be ranking local sushi spots, Gil? Please timestamp that spot in the podcast description. Thank you. all of this because, Bill, I once said.
You know the guy now? I have people texting me saying, can you find out where Gil's Sushi Restaurant is?
That's hilarious.
No, I'm not joking.
That is,
Bill, I asked him once, too. You don't even realize I tried to ask you once.
Yeah.
And you didn't answer me.
Yeah, but Bill, you don't know where it is either? He hasn't told it to me.
No, he won't answer. He won't answer me. Yeah.
That's how real this is. Bill.
Should I read this Len Klausensky tweet or not?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be too scatological on this show.
Oh.
You know what that means?
No, you don't have to.
Geez, word of the day I'll have to look up. But I don't even remember
what
he tweeted.
It's a very fancy word that is just about, like, body functions.
Mm.
Gil, many years ago, I ate seafood off a salad bar. Never again did I do it. I had...
It's a medical term.
He had diarrhea for 3 months, he said. 3 months!
How's that even possible?
Oh, man.
Like at a certain point, you go to a doctor, right?
Shine, the professor, said Rufus's Super Bowl props are so respected, he could easily do a head fake and move the line substantially. Rufus cut his teeth on that. So there we go. Oh, by the way, before we get back to Crackman on this, I wanted to pay off this tease here with Super Bowl props. So again, creative props, and shout out again to DraftKings on these. These are 4 Super Bowl records. You can bet on this. Will any player break the Super Bowl pass touchdown record over 6.5? Steve Young threw 6 in the first Super Bowl you ever witnessed, Kelly, as a young lad.
Right.
The Niners-Chargers Super Bowl. Where
I don't know about ever witnessed, but like remember.
Remember,
know.
Right. Where the Niners beat the Chargers. I want to say it was 49-26. So you can bet on that. That was Super Bowl 29. He threw 6. Over 6.5, you get 40-1 on that. Will any player break the Super Bowl passing yards record over 505.5? Remember, that was Tom Brady in the Super Bowl against the Eagles, which they lost. Super Bowl 52, Philly special, replay rules from the future. Tom Brady threw for 505 in defeat, 35-1, if either Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, or I guess anybody else. throws over 505.5 yards. Will any player break the Super Bowl rushing yards record? Oh, that's one tried and true. Special to me. 204.5 yards because in Super Bowl 22, Timmy Smith ran for 204 for the Skins against the Broncos. By the way, this gives me an opportunity to mention RIP Bobby Bethard. For as many times as I've mentioned Joe Gibbs on the show, I probably should have mentioned Bobby Bethard just as many times. Former NFL executive, Hall of Famer, passing away at the age of 86. Super Bowls with the Dolphins, with Washington, later with San Diego, but of course made his hay at Washington. We were talking about great drafts last week when I was talking about something, and we got into the 74 Steelers draft, and I mentioned the 81 Washington draft of Bobby Bethard, where it was just unbelievable, who he drafted that year. Hired Joe Gibbs in 81. Drafted Hall of Famers Art Monk, Russ Grimm, Darryl Green along the way. But in 81 alone, May, Grimm, couple hogs, Dexter Manley, Clint Didier, Charlie Brown, on and on, part of Super Bowl teams for the Washington football team. Darryl Grant, Darryl World Grant as well. So RIP Bobby Bethard. And then the last one of these, by the way, so 25-1 over 204.5 yards. And then we had one final one on this as well. Super Bowl props, Super Bowl records.
Oh, I think that was it.
Oh, there was a fourth.
Or I forgot to add the other one.
Yeah, it was most receiving yards.
Yeah, receiving would make sense.
Yeah, most receiving yards. Jerry Rice had 215, or excuse me, 214, I think he had. Oh, he had 215 in the John Taylor from Montana game-winning touchdown pass to the Niners against the Bengals Super Bowl 23. Jerry Rice with 215. You break that, you get a nice price also.
All right, I don't think any of us are probably rushing to bet any of these because, there's only a yes option, too.
Yes,
but,
only a yes option.
Okay, if I had a time machine and I came back and I told you one of these was broken.
Great question.
Which player breaks which record?
The touchdowns is not getting broken.
Yeah, I don't think
touchdown
so.
Touchdown passes.
I don't think the rushing
yards
has a chance.
Is
no
not getting broken.
A single player to run over for 200 yards these days?
If someone did, it would be an Eagle. But right. No one will. Will any player break the Super Bowl passing yards record? I mean, on a given day, Patrick Mahomes could, but not with this outfit.
I think it has to be that one, though.
You do? Over receiving yards?
Yeah. Because what is it, A.J. Brown or something you're thinking for that?
Is it more likely for Mahomes to get 506 than it is for, like, an A.J. Brown to get 206? I think you're right. I think you're right. It's probably Mahomes.
I think it would be Mahomes in the passing yards.
Right. I just don't think this group of receivers, as banged up as they are, get you either of these.
Me either.
Yeah. Crackman's back. So the answer to the question of, once the Super Bowl starts and you have 100 props going, you have no idea what you're rooting for, right?
Not really. I mean, last year I knew I was like looking for a touchback. Like, there's certain things I knew that you know. Mm-hmm. But
are you betting a touchback opening kickoff?
It is
properly priced. I mentioned this a few days ago. It is exactly properly priced.
Okay.
Be a touchback.
Yeah, that I knew. But I mean, no, I don't. Who can follow all the props of a Super Bowl if you're, you know what I mean? It's pretty tough to follow all your stuff. If you're betting more than 10, you have to think, oh, this guy.
Right.
You know,
so when
get the result.
When the game ends, do you have a sense if you're a winner or a loser net?
Listen, anyone that's betting 100 bets, and if you're in this game, you should be not. If you're in this game of advantage betting, if you lose, you're probably doing something wrong. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a losing Super Bowl.
So your expectation is varying degrees of winning.
Yeah. And I've actually held double digits a couple times. Which is unbelievable to hold 10% of all your money you're betting. That's really great. That's sick. It was the sickest run ever. I mean, you know, you hold 2-3%. It's a good number of you know, times your X amount of dollars you put down, put through. Great advantages. Listen, it's real simple. If I have, you know, under 100 yards on someone and it closes 89.5, I know I have a nice edge on that. You know, put 100 tickets like that in line and you're going to win. You know, you're going to win. But you have to get the right number. You know, last week I had Kelce at William Hill.
He landed right on 78.
I had 78.5. I got to show you the ticket. I'm during the break. No. I had a 78.5 for a large amount of money at William Hill here in town, and it won. But anyone that would have followed me, that's why I didn't give it out that night. Anyone that would have followed me would have lost that because it moved to 72.5 after I bet it. But anyone that bet before me, you know, $100, $50, that's not going to move it. But when I'm betting $3,000, it's going to move it. So, but that you have to have, that's the difference between winning and losing, having different shops to by the way, there was more than 78.5. There was 80.5 at one spot and 81.5 under 30 at another spot. So you have to shop lines. There's really, if you're only betting into one sports book, I pity you.
You're doing
by the
wrong.
Way, every day, that's every day, by the way, not just then. If you're not betting into, and I tell people that come to town which sports books you should have. You should have the square ones that really, maybe some of them don't even welcome me. You should have stations. They're slow moving. Got to give them credit. They take a bet, and they're going to take a bet off you and move it. They're the last to move, though. You should have a place like South Point here for NFL sides because they don't put juice on the numbers. Of course, you should have like Caesars. You should have maybe even Boyd or whatever it's called there, Coast.
Yeah. Most people who are coming into town, though, they just heard Caesars because that's the only one on the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's good advice.
Yeah.
More with the Crack Man, Unscripted, Other Side, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out. It is a limited time offer, though. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, Unscripted with Crackman Bill Krakenberger, Kelly Bidlin here as well. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Fortenball will join us. Kelly, that's nice. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Among others. Who else we got tomorrow?
So I was just pulling it up. You know, the usuals, Matt Brown, Adam Burke.
All right.
You know, unless Matt's workout schedule gets in the way or something like that.
Unless it's chest.
I like Joe.
Unless it's chest day.
Unless it's chest day. Then we got John Legeza coming on.
Legeza.
And, I think it's safe to tease Paul Carson. He's never once said no to me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Maybe today's
the Premier League.
Maybe today's that day where he's like, no, I don't feel like doing it.
He's going to make me look like an idiot.
I don't understand what John Legeza does. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand. Listen, either he's way too smart for me or he's the other way.
I'm going to tell you this.
Because I asked for I said, John, you want to – listen, I bet baseball, you know. And I tried to get some picks off to see what he's doing. I want to track him and follow him. And I put him on Broadway a little bit. And I can't get, it's just like talking Greek and I'm talking American, English. I don't know what.
Talking American.
Yeah. I don't get it. But anyway.
So I guess you'll be tuning in tomorrow for that segment.
No,
huh?
But I mean, he's a nice guy. I'm not saying that. I just.
He is. I love his baseball stuff.
His energy
stuff.
Is cool.
He, oh, he's the greatest.
Yeah.
I love his baseball stuff. We were talking about something off air, which I think is worth bringing up, especially this time of year when it's the Super Bowl. Happens more than just before the Super Bowl, but this is probably a prominent time for this happening, which is the notion of, and Kelly, you brought this up, to be fair, the notion of people calling you or texting you to make bets for them. That was your concern, Kelly?
Yeah.
And what the legalities of that was?
It's for, you know, from people that are out of state, right? Or vice versa, right? If you have people in Nevada that you want to call people in other states to make bets for, that might have markets available that you're not, you don't have available to you here, right? Yep. So it's all three of us, we get those calls or have those conversations with people all very often. That's kind of how it got started.
Not to steal the light here. I'm the one that brought it up.
I'm so sorry.
Legality across state lines. I said during a break.
Yeah.
And I said, and then Kelly had to tell me he's a criminal.
how that came up.
That's how his part came up. So your buddy calling and asking you to put a bet on a Super Bowl is one of the notes I put down this morning before I came in. So listen, it sounds harmless. I'd like to know what I know what one legal mind thinks, but I'd like to know what some legal minds think. So someone calls you up and says, "Hey, crack, Kansas City's in the Super Bowl. You know, I live in Iowa or whatever. I live in Utah. I can't make a bet. Can you bet me $100 on the, you know, the Eagles in the Super Bowl?" He's crossing state lines, giving you a bet of $100, or it could be $10,000, whatever it may be.
Well,
the legalities of that, what is that? I know if you're a runner cannot get paid a salary. You cannot get paid an hourly wage or a salary. So you have to at least say you take a portion of the bet. So you're getting putting a bet for yourself, and you're putting it in for the person that's giving you the bet. I just don't know. Trust me, this is a taboo subject that most people won't get into.
So the legal mind that you know, just to be clear, said don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yes.
Because it's a crossing state lines
thing.
The runner situation within the same state.
It's changed over the years.
It's changed over the years.
But listen, the way people talk about sports betting now, listen, it's unbelievable. It's like it's fashionable now. You could do it. It's no problem. It's like, well, you know, you just don't you don't hear about it being that maybe taboo thing anymore.
I don't know how many people think about it, Bill.
I don't think people think about it, right, Kelly?
You're right.
But you're right. Like, that's it is something more people should be thinking about.
But that's a great point, Kelly. It's what's the expression? Ignorance does not save you from the law, whatever it is, right? I'm botching that statement. But yes, that you're right. Most people probably innocently,
of course,
are just like, yeah, do this. What's wrong with that? But at least one. Well, let's get Mark Geiger, our in-house attorney, on the subject. See what he says about
it. Mark, we need your answer there.
We need your answer. But now let's clarify also, because we also brought this up off air. If Kelly says to me, "Hey, Gil, I've got a second show to do here," because you know I do two shows a day here at the network.
Yeah, three today,
so I can't make a bet. Hey, there's a bet on the other side of town. Hey, could you make that bet for me over at the said sportsbook? That's okay.
I think if he gives you the money, you give him the ticket back, and you know there's no money involved for you. You're just doing a favor for him.
Yeah.
It's right in state. But then again, I don't know when you call. What happens? Where's the signal go?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What tower are you going to?
See, I thought the same rules would apply where, technically, Gil would have to bet, you know, some of his own money along with the bet.
I used to think that was the rule.
Even if it's a dollar.
Right.
You know, it could just be that. Right. But then also, how do the proxy services work out here?
Proxy services are registered. They're legal companies. They're sitting right in the sports book, taking the phone calls from out of state. I think they're registered. Listen,
so that's
they had
more
those,
of a registered company situation.
Yeah, they had these scammers in town, and there's still a couple of them. So I'll just say the word scammer.
Anyway, it's good to bring up because it especially this time of year when it's the Super Bowl, and there are people who don't bet at all, but then when the Super Bowl comes, they're like, "Hey, I'd like to make bets."
Yeah.
And so it does come up, and so it's good to know.
Yeah. No, but going back to what I'm saying, they had these scammers in town that would say, "Oh, I'm a betting syndicate, and you can invest with me legally." Now you have to register with a state and a sports book, an individual sports book. Why are they scammers? Because you can't win unless you're an originator. You can't beat one sports book. You have to register with one sports book. At the time, it was, you know, when they had these two companies, that were publicly known. They were down at the M. They were down at the M, you know, taking the bets. The M, they registered with Cantor Gaming to put the bets in just with them. And, of course, they were just scam guys. And that's a legal company. That's a legal thing you could do here in town. You could have I forget the word they call it, but do you remember they had these guys?
Yeah.
Where they were in charge of the betting, and you would invest with them.
Entity.
And yeah, you would invest with them. So they had so much money, and they go to put their money up. Yeah. And of course, the sports book would take it because they know the guy's a loser anyway, but he just scamming the public.
By the way, whatever did happen with entity betting, like it became legal, right? Where it's like, let's forget the word scammers.
Okay.
Let's say it was above board, where someone was like,
it was above board. They can't help themselves.
Right. I want to manage a fund.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Called entity betting.
Sure, sure.
You can buy it. So it used to be illegal here in Nevada. Now
it's illegal.
But it was so, am I correct that it was so prohibitive? They made something about it so prohibitive.
You can only bet with one sports book.
Oh, then no one did it.
They did it. Uh-huh. They just stole people's money.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like I just said, you have to be an originator.
Yeah.
If you're an originator, you can still win. But you can't tell me, like right now, look right now, and I'm going to give stations good news here before I blast them in a bit. But here, stations right now has a 50 on the Super Bowl. No one has a 50. So if I'm going to tell my customers, hey, well, we should go over, but I'm registered with Circa, Circa has 51. Doesn't sound like it's a big deal until the score is 27-24.
So the entity betting was you were confined to one sports book?
Yes.
Oh, so it's ridiculous.
But going back to what I said before about guys, before the break, I said you should have different sports books. As an example, look at stations. I told you should have them. 50 is the line there. I mean, there's 51. Now, by the way, I don't like the over in this game. I didn't bet the under, but I'm not looking at betting over on anything. And I'm as upset as I am a little bit about the props. I think as long there's so much square money in the market, because I'm by the way, next week I won't be here. I'm doing a Boston. I'm going to Boston. Just going to Encore because they have kiosk betting now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to Boston. I'm going to Foxwoods, Mohegan, Atlantic City. Nice. I'm gonna do an East Coast tour.
Nice.
Yeah. And but what I'm saying is I'm going to have a lot of different sports books at my arsenal back when it comes to the Super Bowl. And I'm hoping that there's so much liquidity in those, I hate to say this, but for lack of a better word, those square shops that are taking $50 and $25 prop bets that add up to a lot of money. I'm hoping that it's going to be okay. I'm going to make a bulk portion probably this year more than any year. Super Bowl Sunday will be the best we'll be made.
Well, that's what Rufus was saying. Biggest change over the years is when he would stand in line at the Westgate, those used to be the best numbers.
He'll be there tonight.
Now, of course he will be. But now it's the day, like the later, the day, maybe even the day of game, is when you can probably get the best of everything.
Because you're betting unders, let's face it. We're going to bet unders on a lot of things. By the way, not vanilla across the board unders, but the last couple weeks I've destroyed it betting unders. So unders is really the
problem. And one more thing, because we pointed this out, I don't want to sleep on this point. The notion of limiting people on prop bets is also you're only costing yourself money books. The sports books
are only limiting them to like $50.
Are only costing themselves.
Oh my God!
Yes.
The regular guys can't get a bet in because you're limiting because you're afraid of a couple of wise guys betting more than $50.
It's such
that happens all throughout the whole year though. There's books that cost themselves money. We talked about that before. Guy won money in tennis, but he loses in NFL.
But we talked about that with like airport security the other day, like Israel versus the United States. Like one is just here's a blanket thing, and we'll see if it works out. The other is very targeted. That's the difference between like offshore profiling and. You know, as we've talked about many times, legalized sportsbook are just like blanket security system on this security in quotes. It's not the most efficient, not the smartest way to go about it. We'll wrap it up. Unscripted with the Crack Man on the other side. Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager with BetMGM, sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Bill Krakenberger as well, Unscripted with the Crack Man. We have a pro tip. Pro tip of the hour. Don't want to sleep on the pro tip. Pro tip of the hour would be the following. Oh, it gets back to, I think, really a great bet that we were talking about earlier. A lot of time left in the NBA regular season, everybody. A lot of time left. Look down the board on a team for the most regular season wins can find some great value on longer shots. The Milwaukee Bucks sitting there at 8-1 if they come back on the board at that number. Are you kidding me?
I think it's up by now. Because remember, I told you I made those when we were looking at them earlier.
Yeah.
I made those yesterday before game started, and the Celtics went out there and hammered the Nets last night. Hold on. Someone,
that
someone
game was over quick.
We got some screenshots. Because that Kings number was up to 100-1. Bucks plus 850 now. Plus 850.
Bruh. Can I call you bruh?
Yeah, bruh.
That was the pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Mark Geiger, in-house attorney, this is before the question we asked him. He said one word regarding the loose bowels, Imodium, 3 months. 3 months of it and you're dead for 8 or 9 weeks, he says. This is from Nevada Azer. Oh, you forgot about Charles Mann. Oh, I was just mentioning the 81 draft. The 1981 Bobby Bethard draft. But yes, so many great players drafted by that guy back when the draft was 12 rounds. Chris Heath, speaking of props, babyface and America the Beautiful up to 109 seconds minus 130. I gave it out over 90 seconds. Mike Alvarez, enough with the poop talk. I know you guys cater to the East Coast on VSiN and to the West Coast, but it's still breakfast here on the West Coast. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to eat my freaking Lucky Charm cereal, and it's a five-leg parlay of poop stories.
Wow. Sorry.
Sorry, Mike. Get on your high horse with your Lucky Charms. Yeah,
that's right. sorry to ruin your very bourgeois breakfast. Scott, N-O-Y-F-B. Did I hear you correctly? Caesar's the only book on the strip? No MGM? Win? What about Venetian? No, of the ones that Crack was mentioning, that was
Have in your arsenal.
Yeah, that was the only one on the strip.
It is kind of funny how they've separated, like, turf grounds, though. You know, you have your Caesar's block, your MGM block.
Last one here. I have no blue check mark, right? Bill is wrong about entity betting. He said books had to jump through so many hoops. Only Cantor Gaming ended up doing it.
Okay, good.
Other books could have.
I said Cantor, though. It was a Cantor.
Yeah, other books could have, but those with smart advisors didn't because of the hoops you had to jump through and the fact that there was legal liability.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us know that. That's good because I didn't know. But I knew Cantor was the one that they were registering with.
Oh, this is such a nice tweet. Sewer Bets Braz. Gil, it's hard to sum up the incredibly enjoyable experience I have had over the last few years listening to your show. Thank you. Hashtag nice. Michael White.
Nice.
That's very nice. And on and on. We appreciate all the tweets. You actually had in your notes to talk about
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
So
So let me be blunt. It's good to have, you know, I hate when someone uses the word inside information. It's just stupid most of the time. But if you hear from a security guard inside or something that, listen, Coldplay, they've been practicing two different days and they opened with Yellow, you know, mm-hmm. And then, and that's a bet you can make. That's good information.
Wasn't that the controversial
that's
one?
That's what I'm going to get to.
Oh, okay. Start.
So he comes out and acapellos. Yellow.
Yeah.
You know, and he just like did a slow, then it went into the band, went into other songs.
Yeah.
But Yellow was the first one and they wind up paying it right.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important part of this, and I'm going to get to the second thing first. All right. So there was a bet and it's offered this year again. Will a third person throw a pass? So besides the two quarterbacks.
Yep.
And if you have someone on that maybe is watching the team or, you know, that you see they're practicing this
gadget play.
By the way, this one was Edelman. So it was the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They threw it to Edelman. Edelman's throwing a pass. So now you're getting that information from someone that, hey, Edelman just threw a pass. And you know, when they were working out, there's a lot of people can go to this. So, you know, you see these different things. And it's amazing how many people will ignore this. And I'll tell you why. I'm on a text chat with five guys from Fox that I do the Fox show on the weekends. So I'm with five guys on the text thread, the two other hosts of the show, producers of the show, different people involved. And I've given them so much unbelievable stuff because I know they're only betting 25, 50 bucks, and they're not going to change the line on me. I'll give it to them before I, you know, when I give it out to my crack Windsor guys or something. I'll give it to them too. I'm still waiting, by the way. I think they said someone texted me in and said, you know, you've won 16 out of 20 weeks on the show, giving out a couple props and stuff. It's amazing to me. So I'm giving these guys all this good stuff, good advice, good bets, stuff like I just told you. Still waiting for someone to say, hey, that's good. Good day, crack. Thank you. Or something like that. No, I don't want to thank you. But like yesterday, I actually texted a thread. One of these guys is going to get back to them now. They're going to be all butthurt. So yesterday, I said, as you can see, it's my last things here.
Oh, you mean this goes out over the airwaves, Kelly?
Yeah. 3:15 p.m. Well, you know me. I'm pretty blunt anyway. 3:15 p.m., I go out and I repeated someone else's text that someone sent me. And then I said, you know, what I think of, something I love. And I said, I love this bet.
Yeah.
No one still said anything. I usually, love is not a word I'll use for a bet. So I was like, hey, I love this bet, guys. No one said anything. So I just, people want to do their own. The bottom line, what I'm trying to say here, my final conclusion is that a large majority of people, they just want to be the ones that say, hey, I made this, but I came up with this.
It is so true.
They want to come up with it. And I'll tell you right now, I'm open to listening to anyone that's sharp.
But I think that is true beyond betting of most humans. They would, regardless of the walk of life or whatever it is we're talking about, most people would be wrong. Most people prefer to be wrong their way than right your way.
Without a doubt. That's a perfect thing. Let's shellac that.
Yeah. Racket.
Shellac it.
And, racket, you know, and shellac
it. You know, Steve Fezzik just put a good tweet up.
Yeah.
This happened earlier in the week. I there was a former bookmaker that's he put a bet up on Twitter, and I like him. He's a really nice guy. He's a nice man. But he put a ticket up with a he's teasing the total and teasing through the zero in the Super Bowl. I was like, no, can't do that. It's just one bet. I understand. You have fun with it. It's a social thing. But Steve just said, if I see one more fake sports betting expert recommending a teaser betting on the Super Bowl, I'm going to lose it. If I see something like, you know, it's bad. You can't advise teasing on the NFL Super Bowl. You have to tease the total, I guess. Yeah, and you have to tease if you're betting Philly. You're going to tease through zero. Give me a break.
No comment.
And it may win, but long term, you're doing yourself an injustice listening to these frauds.
No comment.
And I'm not saying the guy. Earlier in the week, he had fun a little bit.
Let me ask you a closing question here. Back to Coldplay, because this is the stuff that really interests people. Because we Kelly and I have done Gatorade, we've done the America the Beautiful, we've done Rihanna's first and last song. Do you anticipate trying to figure out through sources the set list of the halftime show?
Didn't last year it was good. For 2 years before that, it wasn't good. I didn't get it. Last year I got it. 100% spot on. But the books don't offer it anymore. Only in far off places. Some of the local books don't offer it no more. They do offer the Gatorade color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny.
It's Kelly's category.
The Gatorade color that literally last year, I know two colors that were in that stadium of Gatorade, and it wasn't the winner. So I don't know either it was on the Cincinnati side, both colors, or
do you anticipate solid investigative Gatorade knowledge?
I wasted $3,000 last year, and I bet I was kind of pissed off, to be honest with you. But
Kelly Bidlin gave an impassioned speech earlier this week. Dude, I don't know if you missed it.
It moved markets. My employer, though, doesn't respect that because DraftKings just came up with their numbers. And
oh, cool. DraftKings will put them up. They'll put them up.
Blue is 4-1.
Blue 4-1.
That's still lower. Oh, it's not. Oh, that's right.
It's not plus 140.
DraftKings does not respect Kelly Bidlin.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they actually listened to the segment.
They're like, that didn't sound right.
Like, this guy's just talking about which Gatorade he likes.
Well, because I'm always fascinated by, because do you seek it out or do you have people come to you and say, hey.
No, come to me because they can't get it in. You know, so they'll come to me and say, hey, this is going to be, this color will be in the stadium or this color is in the stadium. So. But it's nothing I'm there and interested no more. I can't get down any decent money. That's novelty bets. It's not a big deal. Real quick before we get off air, Super Bowl. Kansas City opened up -2.5 at Circa. I'm on the computer. I'm going to punch it. for $5,000, and they went down to +1.5. So I got +1.5. It went to the other way, 2.5. This game really moved around in the beginning. I see it settling at Philadelphia 1. Listen, the sharp guys are betting Kansas City in this game that I know. Just let you know, are betting good Kansas City props for them to do good in the game. And 90% of the money is coming in on Philadelphia at a book.
Correlate your props with your game handicap. We've done all we can do. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa.